There are some continuing sort of concerning trends and themes in our latest threat report. We are still concerned about the vulnerability of Manx residents to scams, either by text or email, and are continuing to warn Manx residents to just be wary of receiving unexpected messages that way, particularly that may ask you to click on a link and to be suspicious of some of those contacts that you receive.
And we know that over 700 suspicious emails were reported in just 2 months. Is that a high figure for the island? And what does that suggest about the current threat landscape?
It has unfortunately been higher in the past. So, and obviously it can be a factor of whether people are actually reporting everything that they receive. What I think it shows is that there's a consistent threat to be wary of, because we are often seeing very similar themes. So the criminals are being persistent and they're trying similar methods to defraud people or trick people into releasing money. So I think we just need to sort of perhaps come to the conclusion that this is an ongoing fact of life. We will continue to have this for the foreseeable future.
And how confident are you that the volume of reports actually reflects the scale? Because something that the police often tell us is there are often things that happen which go unreported. Do you suspect that that's something that's to be considered here?
Yes, we are pretty confident that this doesn't in any way reflect the overall volume, but it is enough for us to be able to understand the themes and the nature of what's happening. So I think it allows us to be able to say, well, we can see what the trends are, and while there may be more of this than we are able to actually report in our threat report, it does nonetheless, I think, give everyone enough to be able to say, yes, this is happening and you do need to be careful.
And you've highlighted several impersonation cases from fake websites mimicking law firms to scammers cloning pet sitting businesses. How serious is that trend, seeing as that a lot of people are on social media?
I think, in the last sort of 12 months or so, the conversation around AI has really taken off. And we can see, obviously, a lot of positive uses of AI. Unfortunately, it falls to us to sort of highlight maybe some of the less attractive features of AI. And the ability to create convincing what are known as deepfakes, in other words, an impersonation of somebody relatively well known, and to make it appear that they're asking you to do something that they have no intention of doing, is something that we've seen as a growing trend. And we've seen it in the sense that a number of politicians and local well-known people on the island have been impersonated in this way, and we've put up several notices to warn people of that, as have the constabulary.
And that is something which is of particular concern to people on the island. We saw it in the UK as well, is that the idea that deepfake material could even be used to influence elections. We know that the Isle of Man has an election in just over a year's time. Is that something people should really be at the forefront of their minds, that what they're seeing could be a deepfake?
And obviously the election's a little way forward, but yes, when there are sort of relatively well-known personalities or political figures on the island, that is attractive to the scammers, and they will look to do that. And we would ask people to sort of exercise some discretion and caution when they're viewing some of those videos, and particularly if it seems, unlikely or out of character for the person concerned, we would ask you to sort of look out for what you might consider to be suspicious signs, and then treat that particular video with some caution.
And given the wider UK context, with major retailers like M&S, Harrods being hit by cyber attacks, how prepared do you think the Isle of Man is in terms of cyber resilience?
I think that as a topic, more and more people are aware of the fact that this is a risk that individuals, businesses, and organizations like the government are going to be needing to take seriously. And I think that we can see from the conversations we're having with people that more and more engagement on this topic is happening, and that it is going up, if you like, the risk register of lots of organizations. There is many simple things that people can do, and we've published a lot of advice on that to help people if they visit our website. So whilst we want to try and warn people, we also want to try and sort of prepare people by saying, if you look on our website, there are often some simple steps that might help either avoid this or improve your resilience to it in the future.
And just finally, if you could ask every Isle of Man resident to do one thing differently when it comes to cybersecurity, what would that thing be?
I think it would be take very good care of your passwords. There's a lot of advice on our website about how you should go about setting a password and also how to keep that password safe. And if in any time you think your password may have been compromised, please change it as soon as you can.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.